We're about to deliver you all the best bits of Carrie and Tommy. But what about dinner? Say hello to HelloFresh Meal Kits delivered to your door with quick and easy recipes and fresh seasonal ingredients. You'll be serving up something delicious in no time. HelloFresh. Inspiration delivered.
It's a new day and some new messages for our country, Tommy.
Isn't this a great time to be Prime Minister? Because you get a captive audience.
Yeah, a lot of screen time. Well, you get a captive audience for about 10 minutes. That was the problem with ScoMo's press conference this
morning. Got sticky feet.
40 minutes. No one's sticking around for that. Everyone's tuning in, ready for the information. Deliver it to us, then get the hell off.
This was the longest set since the pastor at Harry and Meghan's wedding. Remember when he just went for 40 minutes and everyone's like, okay. I mean, I have to clap.
Now, in amongst the 40 minutes was some useful information. There was information about schools not being closed. Schools will remain open. There was information about indoor gatherings can no longer happen if there's more than 100 people present. There was also some information about panic buying. If you have been panic buying, the Prime Minister has a message for you.
We discourage the panic purchase of food and other supplies. I am seeking Australia's common sense cooperation with these very clear advisory positions. Stop doing it. It's ridiculous. It's un-Australian and it must stop.
You know what's great about that message? Right on time. I mean, sure, people were punching on over bog rolls 2 weeks ago, but it's good to hear from you now, ScoMo.
No,
that's
initially it was funny that people were fighting over bog rolls, as in we were flabbergasted that people would need that many toilet paper rolls. But now it's gotten serious, and I think
everybody's stocked up now.
And it's not ridiculous, as he points out, because people don't understand what a lockdown looks like. And the bit of information he needed to follow that little speech with them was supermarkets will remain open in the event of a lockdown.
Yeah,
We've never been in a lockdown. People don't know that a lockdown means essential services like grocery stores will still be open.
Yes, but with his sense of timing, he'll tell us about that in 8 months' time.
When we're all back to normal.
Yes, guys, I should have let you know, by the way, supermarkets were open the whole time.
The other bit of information is he's encouraging us all to stay home and not travel overseas. Do not go overseas, are his words.
Do not travel abroad. Do not go overseas. That is a very clear instruction. For those of you who are thinking of going overseas in the school holidays, don't. Don't go overseas.
It sounds a bit murky. I'm still thinking about it.
You're not. You won't be able to get a flight soon.
No,
And if you're overseas, you're being told to come home now.
See, one of the only... I mean this semi as a joke, but I feel like if you were overseas and you're in Bali and they said, guys, you've got to come home now
or you're going to
get stuck there.
Yes.
I just feel like getting stuck overseas could be great.
I don't think you want to be stuck in a country that doesn't have the health care that you need.
Well, you've been serious and made me look like an idiot.
No, I just mean I think you should come home. I mean, you're here. I don't know why we're discussing your potential trip that you're not going to take. But up next, we do need to talk about the cancellations of things, because the cancellation of indoor gatherings of 100 or more, I think, has huge consequences for many people's lives, and we need to discuss it next.
Great.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
So the banning of non-essential indoor gatherings of people greater than 100.
Can I ask a question about that? Non-essential. Is church considered non-essential?
Yes, it is non-essential. So essential services include public transport, medical facilities, pharmacies, jails.
I thought it was public transport.
Factories.
I thought it was public transport as usual. I'm getting confused.
Yes, they're essential services.
Oh, sorry.
They will remain. You're asking about church.
And that's considered non-essential.
Well, that's not on the list of essential services.
Wow.
So I'm assuming it just means they have
Sunday morning parties. Let's get pissed.
It just means you have to keep your church services low, which would affect weddings, which would affect funerals, lots of things like that. I've got a friend who's going to a wedding on the weekend that's been cancelled, a friend that's cancelled her 40th because they don't want a half party. Mm-hmm. And also, how do you then go uninvite? Like, you go to your C-list and go, you know how you were a last-minute addition, you're now on the bench.
It will also affect hens parties, which is why we're speaking to our next guest. G'day, Pip.
Hello.
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 Now, Pip, firstly, when was your hens party going to be?
Saturday.
Okay. And when did you decide to pull the pin?
About 4 hours ago.
Oh. And I'm assuming you've told the life drawing model that he's not required.
Yes, the stripper has been stood down.
Oh.
Such a shame.
How are you feeling about it?
Look, I'm obviously really disappointed. I still have to potentially take leave. So if anyone's doing anything this weekend, I'm now
Well, you can
free.
Do it in a very small gathering.
Yeah. So I'm disappointed, but yep. it's the responsible thing to do. I had a lot of people flying in from Perth. They're not sure if the, you know, borders in WA are going to be closed.
Yep.
And some of them work in hospitals and in the healthcare sector. So they just don't feel like it's the responsible thing to do, which is totally understandable. But it is what it is.
Did you know what you were going to do?
No, I have no idea. I asked this morning if I could be filled in now that it's over, to which my bridesmaids told me no, because we'll still do this plan, you know, at some point in the future. But one of my bridesmaids did say, the only thing is we have ordered about 200 dick cookies. So you're going to have to try and eat all of those.
Wow.
I'm assuming that's the design and not the flavour.
Oh, I'd be happy with both. Oh,
did you just say you'd be happy with those?
I'd be happy with either. Yeah.
So what? Okay, that's a lot of cookies to get through.
Yeah.
Yeah, just keep them in the cupboard.
Do you guys want me to bring some in for you?
I mean, I feel like I can't take them home. The kids might find that funny, I guess.
You know what's funny about them? As they get stale, they get harder.
Oh, stop it!
I'm having too much fun. Okay.
Okay, that's a lot of cookies to get through. what do you want calls on? Do you need
how many cookies can you eat? How many cookies can you fit in your mouth?
At least it's something. Yeah, not how many. Yeah. No, but there's lots of people that would have had stuff cancelled, I reckon.
Yes.
I want to hear from people 13, 10, 60. Yep. What have you had to cancel? What were you going to that you can't go to anymore? There'd be genuine stuff. There'd be graduation ceremonies. There'd be. I wonder what's happening with people who are wanting to become Australian citizens. There's lots of stuff that can't happen anymore, and we don't know how long for either.
So what have you had cancelled? Give us a call, 13 10 60 Pip. Can we give a dick cookie to every caller?
Oh, yeah.
although,
by the time they get to you, they may be way too hard. That's a problem.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
What has been cancelled? Because as of today, non-essential indoor gatherings of more than 100 people can no longer go ahead.
No.
No longer permitted, which affects lots of things. Weddings, funerals, birthday parties.
We just heard
functions,
from Pip and her hen's party. Gone.
She got a whole lot of cookies. She don't know what to do
with. What were the cookies?
Oh, you know, an interesting shape. A shape I'm familiar with on the... that sounded weird.
What a weird thing to brag about. Shape,
no.
I know my way around, if you know what I'm saying. You're not even using a euphemism because you just literally said the thing.
Man. I drew it on the project is what
That's
I mean.
That's not what you said. You said C&D. A shape I'm familiar with.
No, I know the my choice of wording wasn't great.
Joey, we're talking about dick cookies. What was cancelled, though?
Oh, hi, guys. My 50th birthday.
Oh, your 50th, Joe?
Oh, I know. And it was a retro 70s disco Austin Powers party and all gone.
Oh, Joey, so have you put it on hold or what are you going to do it later?
Absolutely, yeah. I'll put it on hold. I've got my hot pairs ready to go and everything, you know. But anyway, what can you do? It's just it's more important that everyone stays happy and healthy and... But, you know, it's time to party, but it's just not the right time now.
Joey, can I ask, it might not be the most pressing question, but you mentioned the hot pants. What was going to happen with the hair?
Oh, well, do you know what? I was dressing up as Felicity Shagwell. So
yeah,
I had the whole hair thing going on. But, you
machine gun knockers?
Oh, absolutely.
You're going to have to do it around the house, Joey. Have your own little party at home.
You know what? That's what I'm thinking. I think I might still go and get the tan, get the hot pants on. I've got the sequins top, get the Felicity Shagwell hair and, you know, what else can you do? But my friends have just been so amazing. And, you know, if any of them are listening, a big thank you to them for their support over this. So, you know what? You know, it'll happen. It's just going to take a little bit of time.
It's not all bad news, Joey. You have a phallic cookie coming your way.
Oh, thank you so much. Wow.
Yeah, it's something Carrie's very familiar with.
Claire, what have you had to cancel, babe?
Guys, we're supposed to be on our honeymoon right now in America.
Oh.
What were you going to do in the States?
Literally right now, as of this very minute, we were supposed to be at an NBA game. So game? Lots of driving around. Utah Jazz and the Lakers. That Jazz player being... Yeah, I know. Well, he's got it. The Utah Jazz player was the first one who was supposed to have got it.
Yeah, he's the one that touched everything. Rudy Gobert.
Yeah, the one that touched all the microphones.
All the microphones. He's single-handedly responsible for coronavirus being through the whole states.
Oh, bugger, Claire. Well, I hope you can head over there. Oh, sorry, Claire, you're going to get a bicky. It's not quite a honeymoon, but it's...
Honestly, love it. I am so excited. I've just stocked up on chocolate. I'm going to go home and I'm going to sit in bed and I'm going to eat my chocolate and my phallic cookie.
It's symbolic of a honeymoon anyway. There would have been a... Yeah, anyway, I'm going to stop.
I feel like you were trying to make it cleaner. Making it worse.
Not. What about
Mate,
Johnny?
Nothing
what
I've about said Johnny is over as there? Offensive as you going, still gonna God, go on his I'm holiday. Familiar with that shape.
Hey. You know how you said earlier, would you go to Bali? What about Johnny? He reckons he's still going to go on his holiday.
Johnny.
Yes?
Are you still going to... Where are you going?
I'm going to Thailand tomorrow, mate.
Thailand? But you won't be able to get back in, Johnny.
Don't care, mate. I'll stay there as long as I can. I've got a 12-month visa, so I've got plenty of time to spend there.
Johnny, do you want a dick cookie for your travels?
Why not?
Okay.
What about Heath? Heath, what have you had to cancel?
We've had to cancel our wedding.
Oh, Heath. When was it going to be?
Yeah. It was next week. So given the new laws that came out today, we've now got to postpone it and hopefully find a spot for it later on in the year.
You didn't think about culling the invite list? Uninviting some people?
Yeah, don't think Uncle 100? Frank would respond too well to being culled off the guest list. So, yeah,
I mean, it's pretty difficult. How do you feel? Obviously, you're going to have to send a note to everybody. How would you feel about writing all those notes on the back of dick cookies and sending them to them?
I think that's an awesome idea.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little doing it all thanks to HelloFresh Inspiration Delivered.
One pot chicken gnocchi last night.
Chicken gnocchi.
A gnocchi, gnocchi, gnocchi.
Should we say what Sonda just said on air before, or off air before, that you're annoyed because you consider yourself a great cook, but all the HelloFresh meals are so much better than your cooking?
It's really, really annoying me. Yeah. Especially when your partner says to you when you try to recycle it, nah, it's not as good.
Ew. It's young players. You can't do it yourself. You need the sources. It's very annoying.
And why bother trying?
Well, that's true.
It's too convenient. Just get HelloFresh.
Yeah. Up next, guys, I'm going to attempt something that has never been attempted on radio. I mean, probably as I haven't done the research.
You do some magic, aren't you?
I'm going to do a visual.
No, I shouldn't say it with that tone, because you showed me a little bit of magic yesterday, and it quite genuinely... Excuse me, just got a burp.
Hey, that's what I do.
It's a pretzel I was eating. It quite genuinely blew my mind.
Yes.
And so I feel like the tease, you got to stick around to see this... I think it is true. I'm not lying when I'm going to be blown away by what you do next, aren't I?
Stick around.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Oh, I didn't check. I didn't check if you had it yet, Jess. I was trying to work out. I'm becoming obsessed with magic, right?
You genuinely are. You've now got your own little magic board game things.
Yeah, I got a magic set. Packs. Because I always wanted a magic set when I was young, thinking they were like, they must be $500.
Because you never got one.
Because I never got one, because Mum always said no. And then I got that, 300 tricks. Guess how much that cost?
50, 60?
$19.
Wow.
But
I don't think they cost 19 back then. Everything's cheaper now.
But they were still plastic back then. It might have cost double, but there's no way that cost the hundreds of dollars that I thought.
Maybe they just didn't want to see their insufferable son.
I think
show
they were trying to
all day long.
I think
like
they were trying
you
to
now
make,
do to us.
I think they were trying to make me cool.
They were helping.
They probably
you.
Didn't want me to get relentlessly bullied at school. I want to attempt once again to do magic on the radio. I understand it's a very visual. Art form, and when I tried to make it mental magic, it went pretty well, didn't it, Jess? Courtney, g'day.
Hello.
Knew she was going to say hello. And I'd say you don't usually say hello. You'd usually go with a hey or something, wouldn't you, Court?
No, I always say hello.
What did you have for breakfast?
Up and go.
Knew that. Just one?
No.
Hey, Jude, hi.
G'day.
Damn it. I reckon you would have had breakfast and lunch today.
No, you'd be wrong.
So, a jury's out on that.
Four out of four.
Pretty good.
Bad.
Four out of four bad. So now I thought I'd do a trick. I don't know how it's going to go describing it. So maybe we'll do a quick example of me doing a trick. So can you describe to the people what's happening here?
Sure. You've got three cups, red, yellow, blue, little tiny, almost like a shot glass.
Yeah, okay.
Yep, and so you've got three little fluffy balls like the end of a bunny's tail.
I'll put them out.
And you put them in a row and then you put the cups behind each. I think I saw part of your trick then. Oh, mate. Now I know how you do it. Okay. Yeah, I saw the extra ball. He was meant to just show me three, just show me four. It's going well so far.
So here's the thing. Here's the thing. That's not the trick I wanted to actually do.
Okay, let's pretend you didn't show me that.
No, I can't.
So you've got three cups and three balls.
No,
I'm intrigued how you do it, though.
You've seen the fourth ball.
I know, I have seen the fourth ball.
Four balls. Oh, damn it.
Have you got another one up your sleeve?
I've got one more
not
trick.
Ball, I mean.
I got one more trick.
Okay.
But that didn't start well. I've been practicing that trick for two
days. You showed it to me yesterday.
It was really good.
And I've been wondering all night where the fourth ball came from. Now I know.
It's in the yellow cup. If anyone ever tells you the truth,
keep it,
shut
keep
up,
it
I don't. Give us a call.
What do you want calls on?
I've got a new trick because that was a trick that I've mastered and so I wanted to move on to my next trick. I want to call up because I want to do the trick to them. I want to involve them. So if you want to see or hear a magic trick on radio, give us a call, 131060. All you have to do is prepare to be amazed because this trick, not the stupid cup trick, this trick is going to blow your mind. I reckon I got ripped off for that $19. Give us a call, 131060.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
We are doing the first ever edition of this.
I got the magic in me.
Tommy does magic on the radio.
I got the magic in me.
Trust us.
Yeah.
Trust us.
Trust us. Yes, because it's very visual. So
You did it to me about 5 minutes ago, and I saw the extra ball that's meant to be the trick.
I know, but I've got a new trick.
Okay.
And it's not for you. It is for Dave. G'day, Dave.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Oh, living the dream, legend. How are you?
Oh, you know, I'm just, still working. Everybody else has got some time off in these crazy times, but I'm still out there, still working every day.
Sounds like you need some magic. Magic, magic.
I need some magic. You know, I was forced by my ex-girlfriend to watch Magic Mike last night, and I've got to say, the title of that movie, there's no magic in it at all. I was disappointed.
Is that what you're about to do for Dave now? A bit of Magic Mike?
I was going to do a striptease for Dave, but seeing as he didn't like that last night, Dave, I'll just resort to a good old-fashioned card trick for you.
Go for it.
What I have is I have a deck here in front of me. Carrie, I'm going to get you to run your fingers down the deck.
I thought this was you and Dave doing this.
No, because it's for Dave, but Dave's not here, so you've got to act on Dave's behalf.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm not
sure
why Dave's here then. Anyway,
so, Dave, I've got to get you to run your fingers down the deck.
Around,
and, Dave, when Carrie does that, when I say start, she's going to start, and you say stop after a second or so. You ready? Dave?
Yes?
Say stop.
So you've got to say stop in a sec. I'm going to say start, and then you've got to tell me when to stop running my fingers down the card. Okay, ready, and go.
Stop.
Okay, there you go. Carrie, grab all the cards from there. Grab all. Yeah, okay, take all them. Whatever.
Yep,
that's fine.
Is that what you wanted?
Sure. Yep. And then I'm going to show you that bottom card there.
Yep.
I can't see it. Mm-hmm. That's fair. Mm-hmm. Whatever.
Can I tell Dave what? Oh, I can't tell
yes,
Dave
hang on.
What
I'll take my headphones off and I'll speak really loud. Whisper to Dave what it is. Whisper to Dave what it is.
Dave, it's a whisper to Dave what it is. Diamonds.
Okay, I got it.
Yeah, you can come back.
Okay, I'm back in the room. Okay. Now, is that the pile there?
Yeah.
Okay, I need your. Grab your pile,
mm-hmm.
Put it on top of that,
mm-hmm.
And David asked you to shuffle, which means, Carrie, you have to shuffle, and shuffle as much as you want, and Dave, Carrie is shuffling away here. Dave, you say when you would like this to stop.
Stop.
Okay, and now hand it back to me.
Yep.
And what I'm going to do is I'm going to place this deck face down. Now, we can all agree, Sonda, you've seen this.
Mm-hmm.
You have seen the card.
Yep.
Yep. Jesse, you have seen the card.
Yes.
Yes.
Dave have you seen
heard,
the card?
Dave, you have heard the card?
I have heard and I've seen it.
Okay, so what we're going to do is, Carrie, you have heard and seen the card.
Yep.
And so the card, if on the count of three, I'm just going to do one, two, three. Your card is no longer in the deck here. And I'm so sorry for that. But it's somewhere around.
What do you mean?
Well, because I thought it'd be easy if I just went through and looked for it.
You haven't magically put the card in my car here, have you? Because I'll be impressed. If you've managed to get the card to me here in my car,
I'm going to be really impressed.
That's definitely not happened, Dave.
Dave, open up your glove box.
Stop it.
Dave, reach across. Open your glove box.
Can we get back to your trick?
Oh, sorry. We have to first say, Carrie, you've got some apples there.
Yeah.
You've been eating those apples. I haven't touched them, right?
No.
No? And under those, there's a Russell Brand book there.
Yeah.
Yep. Dave, do you like Russell Brand?
Yes. I actually follow him on Twitter, and he tweeted me once, which was really cool.
Did he?
I knew you were a Russell Brand fan, and so I thought, what a better place to put your card than in the first page, if you wouldn't mind opening the cover of that Russell Brand book.
Just
for everybody at home.
It's a nine of diamonds.
The nine of diamonds.
Oh, my God.
It's magic.
Check out the video at Carrie and Tommy Show on socials.
Wait, but I put it down. How did you get it?
Are you impressed, Dave?
You got to teach Magic Mike how to do it. He didn't know any tricks, so well done. Yeah, you should be the next Magic Mike.
We should have left Dave off the end of that last bit already.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I'm just watching penguins who got to roam around the aquarium, you know, when they got let out, to have a little wander around when they shut the aquarium down, and they're jumping downstairs. Have you ever seen a penguin jump down a stair?
Look, that's adorable.
Is that the cutest thing you've ever seen? See, that's the sort of stuff we need to spread around.
Yes, that's all we should get. Let's get penguins en masse, push them down some stairs, film it.
It's so
and lift the mood of the nation.
Anyway, what's going on?
As you know, the coronavirus has inconvenienced everyone in massive ways down to some very little ways. There's something you may not know about me, but we get in here for our first meeting together at midday.
Mm-hmm.
And then that goes for about half an hour or so. And then you go, you might have a meeting for the project. Yep. You might start getting hair done for the
hair
show
makeup
tonight.
For the project tonight. Yeah. Yes.
So for anyone that's
ever wondered why I'm so made up for our radio show, it's not for our radio show.
No. And for anyone who wonders why I'm made up for the radio show, it's because I just want to try and keep up. What I do in that time.
Yeah.
Quite often is I will find an office that is not being used and I will have a nap.
Are you serious?
Yes.
You're having day naps?
What?
Since when?
How many offices? Are you sleeping on the floor? No, I know who comes in late and some of them have counters in, so I will go into their office and I will have a little nap.
I've always wondered how you function in life, because the thing is, you go to bed so late.
Yeah, I don't sleep well at night.
You stay up a lot and you're always on doing comedy shows, but you're always fresh.
Yeah.
It's because you're day napping.
I have naps in people's offices, but I've been... I've been caught before.
Mm.
And it's fine. It's kind of like I won't say.
Whisper it.
It's
Did they find it funny?
They found it funny. Right. Yeah, yeah. That way. Oh, and I was like, oh, sorry.
Just a one-off.
Yeah,
won't happen again.
That's what the girls in hair and makeup main thing for the project is. They fix my nap spot at the back where you can see I've had a nap. And so now, because of Corona, I'm scared to. I don't want people to come into their office because you know how there's this whole social
distancing thing.
I don't know the specific rules around napping in other people's offices aren't yours.
Yeah, I don't think.
But
you
I
should.
Don't think it would be taken well.
No, I agree.
And so then I had to ask Olga, the gorgeous cleaner here. I said, "Olga, can you find me a place to nap?" And so
she doesn't have enough to do.
She's the best, as you know.
Yes.
And so we put the blinds down in office and we pushed two chairs together like a cot. And I had a little nap today. But I want to know, because I went to nap in my car downstairs, because I went into this office, it was free, and then I literally lay down and I went, oh, if I get walked in on, I think that this is going to be this whole thing.
Yes.
Right? And so then I went down to my car downstairs, and as I went to open the back door of my car, a tradie walked in. They're doing some work in the car park. And so I didn't want to see him see me get into my own car in the back door to lie down. So I shut the back door, then acted like I was getting the front door. But then, so I sat in my car, but then I obviously didn't need to drive anywhere. So after a minute, I got out of the front door.
How do you have time for all of this in your day? It's a man with too much time on his hands. My wardrobe
enough.
Room's free. You should go have a little nap in there. I mean, it's not comfortable. It doesn't have a couch in there, but you could have a little curl up in a little ball.
Mate, you should say the cot I was in before was tiny.
So what do you want people to, where they've been napping?
Yeah, where have you been napping? 13, 10, 60.
Today or?
Nah. ever.
Or are you currently now, have you snuck away for a nap?
Anything. Where have you been caught napping? I would love. Give us a call, 131060, because I also want to know, that place you've been caught napping, has that now been ruined by the bloody coronavirus? Give us a call, 131060, nappers.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hey, are we going to be able to get the big birthday girl later in the show, you reckon?
Yeah, I know. Little Evie's turning 5 today. We'll see. She's got a busy schedule.
Has she? Back-to-back meetings.
Oh, pancakes to eat and Barbie caravans to play with.
Is there still a bit of mermaid cake left from the weekend?
Yeah.
Okay. We are talking on 131060 about where you've been caught napping.
Because I've just discovered you're having little naps in the afternoon pre-show.
Yes. Well, and pre-corona, I would sneak into people's offices that I knew would come to work late.
And had couches
and I'd nap on them. And now I'm scared to do that. Stella, where have you been caught napping?
So I'm a vet nurse, and it's actually quite common in hospitals for us to fall asleep if we're possibly in one of the dog kennels cuddling an anxious patient. Once they calm down, we fall asleep. It's lovely.
Stella, that sounds like heaven.
Yes, it is. It is. As long as it's not a gastro patient, then it's not so fun.
Jesus.
Wake up and you've got a dog coming to
in a dog kennel, too. Such a small environment.
Christ.
Oh, God. It went from heaven to a murder scene pretty quick, didn't it?
Jordan, where are you napping?
Well, after a pretty hefty night out with a work Christmas party, finishing up at about 4 o'clock in the morning, started work at about 6 o'clock. About 2 hours to get ready and get to work. And found myself falling asleep on a pallet of wine out the back of work.
Do you work at a Bottle-O?
A very well-known German supermarket chain.
What?
Audi.
Oh.
No. Well, I mean, you said it.
Okay.
Surely in Audi you could get something comfy to sleep on. They've got everything there.
Yeah. Couldn't you sleep
many a chair, but I felt, you know, after getting quite on it on the alcohol, it was only fair that the alcohol support me the next day. You know,
so. I would have just fallen asleep on the back of a jet ski if I was at Aldi.
Or a trumpet.
Or a trumpet.
Trombone is the last thing I saw.
Was it?
You can get a trombone or a drum kit. It was a drum kit.
A drum kit.
But you can sleep on that.
The noisiest place to nap. Let's go to Jade. G'day, Jade.
How you going?
Oh, living the dream. Where did you get caught napping?
So years ago when I was at Ag College, we used to have big nights and it was always on a Wednesday night.
Yep.
And we would have to get up and go to class the next day. And it just so happened that we were doing shearing school that week and I went and had a nap in a pile of wool.
Oh, my God, that's heaven. Like a big blanket.
It was.
Oh, my God, look at your eyes. She's taken you, haven't you?
No,
you
because want a nap I'm in picturing wool. The softness, but then I'm also picturing the smell.
And the itchiness. Sometimes wool can get itchy.
Was it itchy, Jade?
Oh, I was pretty hungover at the time, so I don't think I can.
Yeah, if you're pissed enough, you'll sleep anyway, won't you?
Yeah.
Now, what about Lee? Lee, where were you caught napping?
Well, I've learned to master napping while sitting in my desk chair and in a cubicle. So I can literally hold the mouse and move it every now and then while asleep. It's a real art. It's a real art because people walk into my cubicle and they see my back, but I'm actually totally asleep. And
Lee,
I only got
incredible.
Caught once. I got caught once because the guy in the cubicle next to me is like, Lee, are you snoring? I was totally snoring. I'm like...
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Yeah, and what is going on here? Marshwa, you've come out of the cave known as the audio studio.
Yes, hi, guys.
I love when he comes out of the cave. It's like he's been in hibernation working on something good.
Well, we've just had a lot of information bombarded at us this week. We're constantly surrounded by it as we talk about COVID-19. And there's been a lot of talk about some of the new habits we need to be forming. Obviously, washing our hands and we're all, you know, elbow bumping and social distancing. We're all learned what that is this week.
Yep.
But there was one that I noticed myself, so this is not coming from a point of judgment. I do this a lot as well. That
it's feeling very judgy
already. We noticed for you guys that might need to be a change in behaviour. So one of the things we're being asked not to do is touch our face.
Oh.
I
got my finger in my
mouth.
Do you
mean each other's or our own?
Your own.
Sure.
So obviously the major transmission point is your hands, and as soon as you start squishing it in your eye or around your mouth,
that can stop having a big dig in the nose. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. We looked back, I went with Eli and looked back at 30 minutes of the show this week.
Our show.
Well,
you
on cameras.
Watched Tommy and I. We watched you it. Sicko. What are you doing?
And I want you to press play on the video and see how many times in 30 minutes you touched your face.
Yeah, heaps.
I'm up at one. You're at five. I'm 2, 3. You're at six.
I'm doing a lot of eye work.
I'm doing a lot of scratching my nose. Oh, now I'm digging in my mouth.
Carrie, did you scratch your bum then to your mouth?
Oh, what's that? That looks like we're crying. It's a lot. What are you doing under your eye there?
I'm doing so much eye stuff and nose.
Yeah.
Wow. My nose is big, though. It gets in the way.
I'm at 11.
Oh, I just ate something.
What did you just eat?
I don't know. And now you're stroking your mustache. And your underlip. And now you're just tracing a line around your lips.
What am I doing? I might as well put my head in a toilet.
That's 10 seconds of you just tracing a line around your lips.
So I'm at 28. Oh,
in
my
30
God.
Minutes of the show, Tommy touched his face 20 times and Carrie 28.
Yeah.
Wow.
So a stark reminder of not to touch your face. And just to help you along, I've created you a little bit of a jingle to remind you.
Great.
So you know you need to stop this, please. Yeah, please don't suck your thumb. COVID-19, it is scaring me, but stop the spread, we must. We can change this simple thing and then we can flatten the curve. This I know. Yeah, this I know. Please don't dig for earwax or boogers. Please don't stick your fingers in your eye. Don't stop biting nails or lick fingers. We need to make this change to help save lives. So, Carrie and Tommy, please don't touch your face in the studio. Please stop it. Oh, please don't touch your face in the studio. Yeah, we can see you. So we can shame you.
That is amazing. I mean, one thing you missed out there, though, should Tommy and Sonda stop pashing or that's different?
I think that's okay.
Check out the video on socials at Carrie Tommy Show.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little for your Wednesday afternoon.
It is a special day in our household today. One little person, Miss Evie, is turning 5, and she's on the phone now. Happy birthday, beautiful girl.
Hi.
Hey, dude.
Hi.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Hey, I saw your cake. Your cake looked pretty awesome. For the people who don't know, can you describe it to me?
It was a mermaid cake, and Mum put 2 layers on.
Awesome.
2 layers. Oh, I'm pretty specky. Yeah. What was the best thing that's happened today, Evie?
When we went to the picnic.
Oh, when you went to the picnic at school?
Yeah.
Hey, dude, did you get any presents?
Yeah.
What'd you get?
A Barbie caravan.
You got a Barbie caravan?
How different's life going to be now that you're 5, Evie?
I don't know. It's going to be different because I am 5 and I am bigger and I'll do bigger things and different things.
Your mum said that you're going to get a job. Are you going to get a job?
Yeah. I
want to
be a nanny.
A nanny? Okay, that's good. So are you going to move out of home this year?
No.
Hey, Evie, just before we go, tell Tommy what you can do on the monkey bars now.
I can do flips.
No way.
And let go of my hand.
Oh, hang upside down.
And I can jump to the fourth bar. I can jump up high onto the... Because that's pretty high.
Oh, you can do all that because you're a big, strong 5-year-old now. Happy birthday, and I'll see you tonight, okay? I love you lots.
Thank you. Bye. Love you.
Bye.
Bye, dude.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hey, guys. Team meeting. Quick, everybody. Jesse, is everybody in there in studio with you?
We've got everyone.
Okay. Sonda, what?
Last time you got everyone together, you were pregnant.
Well, yes, that's true. It's almost just as pressing an issue. I'm going to need to find out your rap names, please, because years ago, I've got the exact date here that I... where'd it go? I've got the exact date here. 12th of May, 2018. Mm. I invented a thing which was your gangster name. Look how confusing this is. This is the one I came up with. It's your favourite swear word or insult, and then you put a Y at the end of that. And then your initial of your middle name is your middle initial. And then the last name is a,
a position lost. In what the bedroom that you like. About?
Yeah, I know. Mine,
yeah,
mine was Jerky Tea Cowgirl. But that's so confusing for everybody. And you know when
that's
you overthink.
That's far too much information.
I know. But then I saw one kicking around the other way.
That immediately made me have a mental image that I can't get out of my head.
But then it never really kicked online. And I thought, why is this not taking off? And then I saw one kicking around the other day. And it was simple as this. It says, just put little. Like Lil,
yeah,
and then the last thing you've eaten. So I'd like to go around the room. I'll start because I think this it tells us something about you yourself as well. Mine's Lil Toasty.
Oh.
Yeah, Bickers?
Mine's Lil Corn Thins.
Lil Corn Thins.
Or it could be Lil Peanut Butter.
Lil Peanut Butter.
Because I had them on the corn.
Could you be Lil Nut Butter?
Lil Nut Butter.
That's not bad. Let's go over there, Marshwa.
Lil Cookie.
Lil Cookie.
That works. This is a good way to find out what people eat.
I know.
I mean, that just made me want a cookie.
Yeah, a little cookie. Caitlin?
Little breakfast wrap.
What's a breakfast wrap? Did you make it or did you buy it?
No, I bought it. Yeah. It's called a breakfast wrap, so it just has like egg, bacon, spinach, cheese.
Mm, delish.
I mean, that's quite a long name. Little breakfast wrap, which just has egg, bacon, spinach, cheese.
It's wrap.
It's good,
It plays into rap names.
Yes, the only person that does their concerts at 9 a.m. Fantastic. Belle?
Lil Almond Croissant.
Oh, bougie. I like it. Jess?
Lil Pasta.
Lil Pasta. Okay. Ah. What pasta did you have?
I think it's like a spicy, I think it's like a ribbiata.
Little Arribiata. That's the Italian rapper.
Yeah. Little Arribiata. And I'm off to Arribiata. Sonda.
A little red licorice strap.
I go see Little Red Licorice Strap.
No, Song, we're 100%. Not doing the sexual position one. We're doing that.
Carrie Bigmore and Tommy Little.
Hughie and Ed are here.
Well, I'm still in the radio studio, so we're all good at my home, that's all good.
And what about your end?
Ed.
Hi, guys. I'm still at home because we haven't had any. Christian Wilkins' results are still pending. So
God,
we are
how
still.
How long is it taking?
I know. So it's
72 hours, they say it could take, but you can get it earlier than that. So
it feels like it's dragging on a bit now. It feels as though, you know.
Mate, we don't be conspiracy.
I'm getting into conspiracy territory, guys.
And he's thinking about all sorts of things.
What's your conspiracy?
No, Ed, come on.
You won't like it, Carrie.
The production team are doing their best to get everyone on the dance floor on Sunday.
Hang on a second.
No.
I got a few. No, don't. See, I told you wouldn't like it, Carrie. I told you wouldn't like it.
You think they don't want you to dance on Sunday?
No, incorrect. I think that there could be conspiracy.
Don't.
All right, conspiracy.
They don't want anyone to dance.
No. Quite the opposite.
Everyone to dance.
All I'm saying is Google Irish Dancing with the Stars. Google Irish Dancing with the Stars for conspiracy yet. Irish Dancing with the Stars, they got to the semi-final stage or the quarter-final stage, and rather than there being a few shows left, when they got there on the night, they said, hey, guess what? Surprise final. Surprise final.
You think there's going to be a surprise final this Sunday?
But you haven't been training. Have you?
You've done three dances, haven't you?
I've been doing three dances this week.
There's no better time for TV than now. Everyone's at home watching TV. They're not going to cut that down early.
But they're banned meetings over 100 people. There's like 400 people at the dancing show.
But you're never going to have audience anymore. You can say goodbye to that.
Yeah, but can you not have... Is Dancing with the Stars an essential service? Because that's what we need to know.
I would say yes. Absolutely.
Does it fall into any of these categories? Does it fall into public transport? Does it fall into correctional facility?
It does feel like a prison.
Does it fall into construction site? No.
There's a bit of hammering.
Yeah. Oh, there he is. Hey.
Now that the Carrie and Tommy catch-up podcast is done for another day, time to think about dinner. Let HelloFresh take the stress out of dinner time tonight, tomorrow, and the next. With everything you need for easy and delicious dinners delivered to your door. HelloFresh. Inspiration delivered.